Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Glenn Greenidge, and this is the International Black Summit, the Wealth Club. And we are coming to you live, and we've got some interesting guests tonight. But before that, let me do a little homework get some things happening here. I'm having a little technical difficulty tonight with the switchboard. I should have it up and running momentarily. But anyway, we're going to get started anyway. And what we're going to be doing is, this is the International Black Summit Blog Talk Radio Show. And my name is Glenn Greenidge, and we're hosting the Wealth Club. We have a series of shows on Sunday nights, and the Wealth Club is on Tuesday nights. So what we have is we have on the first Tuesday, the first Sunday of every month, we have On Track. So that's the first, the actual first Sunday, and that's at 8 p.m. And then we have the at the second Sunday we have Let's Celebrate. And on the third Sunday, we have Vision Works. And on the fourth Sunday, we have Man of the Month. And so those are the Sunday shows are all at 8 p.m. And they feature different hosts. With the On Track is with Henrietta Bird out of Chicago, and on the Let's Celebrate is from Shakesha Flowers. She's actually out of Compton, California, but she's traveling all over the world. She just came back from about 6 weeks being in Belize, and she is in New Orleans, I believe, right now. So that's what's happening with her. And and then Vision Works, which is the third Sunday, is actually out of Cherry Hill, New Jersey. So, and then the Man of the Month, which is another show that I feature, is also set up to be broadcast, and I'm out of New York City. And the show features basically. We take somebody from the International Black Summit or from the community, preferably a male, and we honor them and kind of point out what kinds of things that they're up to. The International Black Summit's website is www.blacksummit.org, and we go to different venues across around the year to different places to have empowerment show up in the world. That's our commitment. I'm going to actually read to you the declaration of the International Black Summit, so some of you can get an idea of what we're up to. So the declaration of the International Black Summit: we declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. And, of course, today's date, June 23rd, and I'm going to say all over the world. Given who we are. So we've got some great guests tonight, I'm pretty excited. We're going to be featuring a Venus St. Bernard, and she's part of VSP Design Inc. in the first segment, and then we're going to actually have a for the second segment, we're going to have a brother by the name of Larry Hackett, who actually features designs in denim. So he designs denim clothes, jeans, jackets, so on and so forth. So I'm actually looking forward to bringing them to you live, and I'm just my system is not responding here. I want to get Vina on, and let's see. Here we go. Okay, it looks like it's going to take now. No, it hasn't taken yet. Hold on a second, Vina. I'm having a little difficulty turning your mic on for some reason. Okay, there you go, Vina.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Good to be here.
Good.
Likewise. I'm glad that you're here. And just wanted to get started with you and wanted to find out. So I would actually want to start out by introducing yourself. You know, give us a little background about what you're up to, and please tell us some about VSP Design, Inc.
Sure. Well, like you said, my name is Vina St. Fard, and I am an interior designer here in the New York area. I also specialize in home staging, and I actually love my job as an interior designer because it allows me to explore various materials and objects, both fine by myself or my clients, and it keeps me as creative as possible, which is great. My business is also very service-oriented, so my clients know that they expect services when they deal with VSP Design, and so do I. I also specialize in home staging, like I said a few seconds ago, and which is, I think, very important in today's market. Staging is really about marketing a home. It is about selling a home fast and for top dollar, because every week that a house sits in the market, it is costing the homeowners money. So when we stage a place, we maximize the home's asset by depersonalizing it and emphasizing its best feature. Because when buyers are attracted to the design and sense of order that they feel when they enter a stage home as opposed to a home that is not stage. And that's really, I think, very important to the homeowners, because prospective buyers have just a few seconds to look at a space and they'll know whether they want to be there or not. So,
gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And so what would you say are your business partners? Who do you like to work with? Who are the people that bring you business that you work with ongoingly?
Sure. Well, I don't have business partners per se. Like you said, like I'm not partnered up with you know a particular person. Although my husband Michael helps me quite a bit because I use him to as a wall, so to speak, to bounce back ideas and challenges that I face or that I may encounter.
Uh-huh.
But that is not to say if the business keeps on growing, then taking on people, business partners, will be something that we'll look into as a strong possibility. I also like to point out that I deal a lot with designers. I work with them. In fact, I have a blog that is actually really popular with designers. It has my name, venusstfard.blogspot.com, and through that blog, I interact with interior designers in New York City, not necessarily New York City, but other places as well, but I know the ones in New York more. And what it is that we bounce off each other. I interview them like you're interviewing me, which gives my readers an idea about what interior design is about. It gives them tips about design. We have great you know, designers that we deal with. We right now in our blog, it's, we have a designer that is posted, an interview that is posted by David Scott, who is a great designer in New York City in the Hamptons. And we have an upcoming interview of Jamie Drake, who is the designer for Mayor Bloomberg, as well as Madonna. So we, you know, we try to get more and more involved. Designing and the designing community is a very close-knit community, but it's not exclusive per se. So we always strive to give people ideas about design, what they can do to improve their homes, because by improving their homes, they ultimately improve the quality of their lives. And at least that's what we believe in. That's what we've seen as a result.
Gotcha. Very good, very good. And so now one of the things that, I was looking at when I said the business partner, are there any particular industries in particular that would serve you to work with? You know,
sure.
The real estate or there may be some other.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yes. That's you know, of course. You know, when you go to my blog, venusaintfard.blogspot.com, I have a myriads of links of different businesses that I deal with.
Okay.
Yes, real estate agencies such as we use somebody from Warburg here in New York City, and we also deal with antique dealers and so forth. So all of these people, sometimes I get great referrals from them, and then we have clients that actually come through for us. So the industries, yes, real estate is definitely one of them, because people are selling and buying homes all the time. If they are selling, perhaps they need their home staged. If they are buying, they go into a new place, or it could be an office per se, and they would need the place staged, or they would need it to be styled in a particular way. So these businesses, we find them to be very helpful. And also I deal with dealers, antique dealers, which we get referrals from as well, because people are buying and so forth. They move into a new neighborhood, and they, you know, they know me. They are familiar with me since I buy from them, and we get referrals from them as well.
Okay. So you've got a network of people that you're working with in order to fulfill your business.
And, absolutely.
And how long did you say you've been in business?
We've been in business since 2005, since the fall of 2005.
Okay. And for our listeners who are also looking at growing their businesses or launching their businesses, what kind of tips or ideas can you give them to establish themselves in this market? What kinds of things are you noticed that you've had to do differently even from starting a couple of years ago?
Sure. There are many things I could think about, but I would say the top thing is really setting up a website for yourself and possibly a blog. And that is very, very important. The customer or client, as you, whatever you may call them, will not know you at first, but they will see you if you have a presence on the web. Make sure that the website is clean and very clear and very presentable, because no matter what business you're in, it's all about presenting yourself. It's a you want to present yourself in the best light as possible, and of course you want to deliver. But having a website that communicate with a prospective customer is very, very important. Having a brochure that is very clean and presentable. When I said clean, I mean not confusing, because people get things in the mail and they get messages. We know that already all the time, but we want to create a clear message that would make sense to the people that it is presented to. And I think those are the things that are very important in order to, you know, if you are launching a business. We know, everybody knows, it's no secret worldwide, that these are tough times for everyone. but it's also a great time for people who are starting businesses, because now it's the time to really assert yourself, whether you have business, you assert yourself with your existing clients or the ones that you are seeking. So having these things are very, very important.
Gotcha. Very good. And let's see. And what would you say is your vision for yourself and for your business?
Sure. Well, I have a lot of visions for myself and for my business. But I would say the vision that I have for the company is, of course, for that anybody has, is to have the company grow and continue to grow. I envision for the company to provide services and things that are more eco-friendly. And we hear that word all the time these days, eco-friendly, green, et cetera. It's a buzzword, and I think sometimes people take it lightly. But to me, it's very important because I believe in bringing the outside in, and therefore I believe in having products in a home that is sustainable and that is less harmful to the environment. So I'm truly persisting on that, and will continue to persist for our company to bring our clients objects and things that are eco-friendly by contributing to the environment. And we also do a lot of community work, especially in Queens, through people who have who don't have really a lot of things, which is fine because having a lot of things tie you down to a particular space. But what we do, we go into their space and then we arrange it for them pro bono, and we make them feel good. And I think that it's important to give back to the community because we know how important a home is to our clients, and we think it should be important to everyone else.
Excellent, excellent, great.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've talked a little bit about what you want to do, you know, the kind of company that you are.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of financial or industry type goals do you have for yourself and for your company?
Sure. Well, of course, when we started out back in 2005, I started out in the business by decorating for family and friends. But eventually what you want is get clients. And most designers will tell you they want to get high-end clients.
Okay.
So what we do is VSP Design mostly is geared towards high-end design. And so the people we deal with are very fussy, if I may add. So that's the industry that we were going for and that we eventually got. And I think it's a good thing. But like I said during the course of this interview, I believe, if I didn't say it, I'm going to say it now, I believe good design is for everyone. So when you say the type of industry or the type of people that we're going for, it's really for everyone, every man, so to speak, because we do believe that a home is a sanctuary. It's a place that you come in and you feel good about yourself. And staging, we find, by dealing with different real estate agents, is a great opportunity for the homeowners, too, because, first of all, it saves them money. And that's the truth. Staging saves the homeowners money. They get the place staged and they make the best of it, and the prospective buyer comes in and they see it, and that's it, and there's a deal. So we're all about servicing everyone, I should say.
Well, let me just remind any listeners that are just jumping on. We're talking with the founder and CEO, correct, of VSP
That's
Design,
right.
Vina St. Perg. And what this is the International Black Summit. This is the Wealth Club. And we're looking at keeping your business relevant and the use of an interior design when you're selling or buying your home, or you just want to spruce it up and make
That's
it
right.
more homey. So there's a lot of advantages. We've got a couple of listeners
on the line. We've got 11111. I think that's Shakesha. Go ahead, you're on the air live. Go ahead. Is that you, Shakesha? Okay, maybe not. You've got your hand raised. Also, we've got 770993. Go ahead, you're on the air. You have any questions for Vina about her business or what she's up to? Okay. We've got some folks. 770, yeah.
Yes.
You have any questions or comments for Vina?
Well, you know, I've watched HDTV a lot, and, I think it's a very good idea what she's doing.
Thank
you.
You
can definitely, for real, because you can definitely, you know, like, help the new owner, update, maybe the finances, less costly,
Mm-hmm.
So I see it's a good thing, and it's even better if you have good designs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which would help everybody, So, I think you're doing a good job.
Oh, thank you very much. And
yeah.
we think and we strive always to do a good job. And like I mentioned to Glenn and all the viewers out there, is that you don't have to go broke when redesigning or staging a home, because, like I said, it saves the homeowners money and they get their home design in a way that is good for them and is good for the buyer as well. So there's little things I can do, anybody can do, to have a place that is looking great at all time without, like I said, going broke. They can paint the house. Color is very, very powerful. It changes the landscape of a place in a few hours dramatically.
Is it true that you can actually increase the size and perception of the space by the color, or close it down depending on what you want to do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's absolutely true. Depending on the space, the size of the room, et cetera, the colors that you use. I was going to continue by saying that you have to be careful the type of colors that you use, because the color have to go with the mood of the room. By that I mean, what is the room being used for? So
okay.
That
okay.
has to play a major role in it as well. So I always encourage all my clients, even those we are not staging for, our interior design clients, is to play with color, but color has to reflect their mood and the room that they're in, because it plays a major role. And accessories are great too. Buying accessories at places that are where you could find things that are very reasonable without going to design centers. Crate and Barrel, Pottery Barns, places like that. West Elm have great, and I mean excellent, design at low prices. So a little accessory, or should I say, by accessorizing a little bit, never hurts.
Absolutely.
Never hurts.
Well, you know, it's funny, because one of the things I remember back in management school is one of the things that they had talked about in the 60s was putting color to motivate the workers.
That's right.
And you could actually get different levels of productivity depending on the colors that you used and where you had them. You know, the lunchroom having a different relaxing color so that they would come in there and rejuvenate themselves and
That's
be relaxed.
Right.
When they're on break, and then another color for the production room, and so on and so forth. So colors do impact people's psyche.
Oh, it does. And psychiatrists use it all the time. They use it all the time in their rooms and so forth. Color plays a major role in people's psyche.
Gotcha. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left. It looks like we don't have any questions, but before we wrap up, I just want you to give out all of your information so that they know how to contact you, and then we'll do it one more time before our segment is up.
Okay, thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome. So give them your...
Oh, sure. My website information, absolutely. I can be contacted by going through my website, which is venusstfard.com. That is V for Victor, Y-N-A-S-T-P-H-A-R-D, that's D for David, .com, or by my blog, which is venusstfard.blogspot.com. Just by going to my website, you can find the blog as well. And
okay.
All my information is there. And what's also helpful is through the site, you can find out about some of the more of the services that we offer, about our design philosophy, and a little bit more about home staging and our projects, you know, what folks are saying about us. But I also wanted to emphasize, Glenn, the importance of blog these days. Many designers, everybody, not just designers, are blogging these days, and it's a great source for information of information for people, especially when it is combined with creativity. And we here at VSB Design think it is very important. That's why we have our blog, which is doing very, very well. And it's a great source for the industry and for everybody else, really, that wants to be inspired.
Good. I'm glad you brought that up, because we had Shirley Duncan on a couple shows ago, and she talked about Twitter and Facebook and some of the other social networking, but she also was very adamant about having a blog. So so really what you're telling to our listeners is that they really need to be involved in all three of those categories to promote their business in this digital age.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you say
Glenn.
That?
Yes, it's sure. It's marketing, marketing, marketing it's always important. No matter where you are in your business, you always have to market it. In fact, the more it grows, the more you have to market. One of the key person that shows us that is Donald Trump himself. I have no idea who else is out there that is more of a promoter, a marketer of his business than Donald Trump. So no matter where you are in your business, you have to market it to the best of your ability.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I'm inspired by your work. I'm inspired by what you're up to. And,
thank you.
And I'm also see that there's a particular commitment and vision that you have for yourself and for the community. You know, you mentioned it a couple of times about giving back.
Yes.
And who we are at the International Black Summit is definitely a conversation of giving back to our community and making our community stronger.
Absolutely.
By bringing the gifts that we are to that community.
Yes.
Just before we wrap up, I want you to give your information out one more time. And don't forget that this is going to be taped, so that if you've got any of your folks that want to listen to it, they can actually do a pod download or...
Oh, great. I'd like to have it, posted in my blog as
so
well.
So you could post it on your blog and point back to this particular episode and have them... But please, give me your information.
Sure, I'll
just
give
one
you the
time.
Information. Well, my name is Vina St. Fard, and the name of the business is VSP Design. And we are...
Hello? Hello?
Caller 7 is here. 77
okay.
is here.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, something happened to...
Yeah,
she fell off the grid.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get her back.
I'm always good for another day.
No. Hold on, Larry. You're up next. I think something she got disconnected.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that was Vina St. Pard. She's from VSP Design Inc., and she is a consummate interior designer. She does interior design, home staging, interior redesign, color consultation, furniture placement, contract referrals, product sourcing, personal shopping, and open house preparation. So those are some of the skills and tools and services that she provides. She's a, I believe she's a minority-owned business, and she's out of New York City. And certainly go to her her blog to get more information about what she's up to. My name is Glenn Greenwich, and this is the Wealth Club, and we're coming to you live from the internet, and we're getting ready to start our second segment, and just wanted to remind you the International Black Summit is participating in the going to London, England this year. So we're actually going to London, England. We've gone to several countries outside of the U.S. Next year we'll be in Baltimore, Maryland. We always celebrate the annual event at the first weekend, full weekend in August, and that would be the Saturday of August, August 1st, so that would be that Thursday night, which is July 31st. So actually, it's July 30th, 31st, Saturday, which is August 1st, and Sunday, August 2nd. So those are the days that we'll be in London, England, doing our summit annual event. So, you know, you can go to the website, www.blacksummit.org, to get more information about that. And, you know, we're into empowering people and having people be available and fulfilling on their vision. Tonight for our second segment, we have Mr. Larry Hackett, and he's out of Atlanta, Georgia at the moment. And Larry, welcome to the call.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And explain, give the people a little background about who you are and how you've taught yourself the industry, because I think that that's a very admirable thing that you've been able to do. So give us a little bit of background about yourself, what you've been up to, and how you've trained yourself in the fashion industry.
Okay. Let's see now. 1996, 98, I lost my job working for Transit Authority due to medical issues. Free time, a whole lot of it, and met two teachers. They're from Italy, and you know, and they actually, you know, like, you know, we became friends. They showed me. You know, both of them owned dry cleaners. That's what it was. That's how we got started. So I go by the shop like every day, you know, kill some time, you know, and also a whole lot of curiosity into what they was doing, which is fashion. And like, they didn't mind showing me, you know, and telling me things, you know, how to, you know, how to cut, you know, put button, you know, buttonholes and, you know, the whole fashion thing. So started from there, and I went by every day, and they didn't mind showing me. And, you know, each day was a good day because I would learn something. Eventually, I went and got a sewing machine because there's a graduate of FIT. And she, after graduating from FIT, she actually sold her sewing machine. And I was able to buy it. And she, you know, she came from, you know, like the knowledge of fashion, from fashion to being a veterinarian. And I bought a sewing machine, and I took it home, and you know, started working on stuff myself. And they would
tell
me
everything. Let me get this straight, because I want the listeners to really get this. So what you're saying is that you got trained Italian training, and you didn't even have to go to Italy.
Yes. That's exactly correct. That's exactly right. And that's exactly right, because my teacher, he's from Calabria, Italy. And his wife,
right,
she's insane. but they were both good teachers. My teacher was the manager for Evan Capone, you know, production department.
We're losing you a little bit. Could you talk into the mic or something to your phone better?
Yes. My teacher, you know, like he's from Calabria, Italy. And,
that's better. Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, so he's from Calabria, Italy. You know, his wife is from Spain. And, you know, that's how both of them came together, you know, and, you know, doing production for Evan Picone. And, you know, just went on as far as, you know, knowledge stays. So they will, you know, show me a pattern, you know, how to cut a sleeve out. Eventually after, you know, a couple of years, you know, you would see it. You know, they tell you that you would see it because there's a curve when you cut a sleeve. Each item, you know, you cut is a technique. And I just, you know, went home and tried and error. You know, I messed a whole lot of material up, which I didn't mind because I saw, you know, I was passionate about what I was doing. And, you know, each day, you know, I got better. And next thing I know, it's like, you know, 6 years went on. And I eventually, you know, like, went from shirts to doing jackets. But at the same time, too, I would take apart material and then, you know, just really retrace, you know, just make myself, you know, better and have more confidence in what I was doing.
So you took the coaching and then applied yourself and you didn't reinvent the wheel, but you learned your craft.
I learned my craft, yes.
By doing it
every day.
Yeah, every day.
And then also, too, I realized that as far as cost, now, you know, when I started going to the city, you know, for fabric now, I realized during those days I was, like, you know, dirt poor. And so I realized that $20 would afford me to make, you know, a jeans or a jacket. So I would use $5 for a yard of denim. I'd buy like 2 yards, you know, spool of thread. I had scissors, and I just kept on tracing and cutting, and, you know, and then started, you know, sewing. You know, and that's just a continuation to this day.
Gotcha.
And, you know,
what were your first items? Like, what did you, what were your first design items that you actually designed?
Jackets.
Okay.
There's a friend. Okay. I had a friend in a village in New York. His name was Shep. He was a very good designer, and I'll go by his shop and watch him. But you know, a lot of people, they don't really want to show you stuff, so you really have to, you know, peek what you can peek, and you know, try to, you know, do it on your own.
Sure.
And so I started
with
the jackets, you know, and when I was able to sell my first jacket. Actually, when the jacket was done, my friend, he did sew it up, but I cut it out and put my logo on it, you know, and I had an interested buyer who wanted to pay $400 for a jacket on the spot, you know, so that made me feel good and allowed me, you know, to continue, you know, with enthusiasm, you know, as far as, you know, well, I did a good job, you know, and not really, you know, going with, not having been in a formal training, you know, so I just kept it going.
And how would you describe those jackets? Because obviously they were your own design, but what were they? Of course, they were unique. So, but what would they look like? How would you describe them?
Well, I described
like
them
funky,
as,
or you know.
Oh, they were definitely funky. I also funky style. They were styled with some, you know, my own graffiti and designs. You know, I write poetry, and I would put, you know, poetry and T-shirts, but the jackets they had, you know, I like my pockets a certain way, whereas, you know, like I'm known for slant pockets. I make sure I have enough pockets, you know, to so I can carry as much things as possible. And then eventually, you know, I had a backpack built into the jacket where I can carry my the newspaper, the New York Times, you know, especially, you know, magazines, you know. So I had, it was, I always believed in style and function.
So style and function. So there was always a little gotcha. So a little funky,
yes,
but practical and down to earth in terms of functionality. Okay.
Yeah, functionality. Yes, because a lot of times, you know, you see other designs on jackets. You know, you really advertising, you know, another product, but you know the pockets may be small, and you know, I always try to make sure my pockets were a lot bigger than, you know, what was really out there, what was made. you know.
Okay.
And so that was like special emphasis for me with, you know, Jack's Lenny jeans. And, you know, those things always kept in mind, style and function, and to make sure your pockets can, your hands can get in the pocket. Because, you know, from what I learned and understand is that, you know, some people, you know, some men have big hands, you know, bigger hands than others. And, you know, I always try to, you know,
sure.
give an extra inch, you know.
Okay.
That way, you know, you can go easy access, you know. And so, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's,
mm-hmm.
I just kept it going at that point.
Now, were your designs just for men or for men and for women? What?
No, it was men and women. You know, everybody's included. Nobody can
okay.
leave the house naked, you know. And I always, you know. Yeah, so, you know, I like the fact that, you know, well.
Wait a minute, we're losing you again.
Jackets, you know, because I was able to, like, cover my, you know. Jackets is what I learned first, but, you know. Then I went to jeans.
Okay, okay.
Yes, you know.
So you went to start out with the jackets and then went to the jeans. Okay.
I went to jeans,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
Now you have your own label, right?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have, my label was made in 1995, Double LH Apparel.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You know. And you know, then I started buying sewing machines, and you know, so I can, you know, have people work with me. At this point, I don't have any, you know, workers yet. I've been traveling, you know, from state to state, you know, due to health reasons.
Now you also have you haven't talked about the bags, because you've also are into designing of bags now. Is that correct?
Well, yes, you're very, very correct. I started with bags because there's a time where when I was really getting, you know, doing denim. Denim is heavy, so the plastic bags the store gave you they were strong, but it wasn't strong enough for my denim. I was carrying like 20 yards of denim at a time. It would hurt
okay.
my back and everything, you know. And so I started working with leather, you know. And from then on, you know, I just, you know, designing more and more leather bags, you know, due to
okay.
its strength and, you know, and you know, the look of it, you know, and the durability.
Gotcha. So you've come a long way. You've been working on jackets. You worked on denim jeans. And leather bags.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And these are both designed for men and for women.
Men and women. Yes. You know
okay.
everybody's included.
Okay.
Everybody's included.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was about
go
to
ahead.
Say, you know, like my other designers too. You know, I work with other designers also. We can
okay.
even consider doing dog. You know, dog. You know, dog jackets. You know, so that's down the road. Yes.
Hey,
so
listen, it's a market, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's proven, too. That's proven.
Well, here's the thing. In this particular market, what kinds of things are you doing to get the word out there?
Well, you know, in New York on 38th Street, I'm known, and you know, on 7th Avenue to 8th Avenue, you know, like all the stores that do the buttonholes, the buttons, and, you know, finish the product, you know. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know them over there. So it's like, you know, I also market myself by wearing my clothes, you know.
Okay.
And,
okay, so
yeah,
you wear your own clothes, and
people
come up to you and ask you about them and where you can get them, et cetera.
Yes, exactly, you know, and I do, you know, wear, you know, of course, you know, like I have to market myself also, you know,
right.
while I'm,
mm-hmm.
you know, in transit.
Excellent. And
yes.
Now you mentioned that you work with some other designers. Where are they located?
Oh, they're in the city.
Okay.
They're in the city, you know, Bill Blass. I didn't work with Bill Blass, but, you know, the guy that I work with, a lot of designers come through a leather manufacturer. And, you know, he's right on 526 38th Street. And a whole lot of designers come through there. So, you know, we're talking about people for Calvin Klein, Donna Karen, you know, Bill Blass. You know.
So these gentlemen work with the big boys.
Yes, they work with
the
big
industry.
Boys. You know. Yes, and they know. Actually, you know, everybody comes to where to get the buttons, the buttonholes, you know, made, and then the buttons
mm-hmm.
put on. So everybody will meet up in there. or there's another store in New York called Mood. Mood is a store where you can go and get the best quality fabric, no matter what it is, silk, wool, whatever it is, it's the best. And so, you know, everybody.
The best quality cloth can be bought out of that store, Moods, huh?
Yes, in Mood. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. But other designers like, you know, Kimora Lee, you know, she's her location is, well, at one point, I don't know where it is right now, but on corner 7th Avenue and 38th Street. I've gone up there. I've gone to Bill Blass, you know, Calvin Klein, you know, Donna Karen.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, we didn't talk about what distinguishes the bags that you make from other bags, that, other designs that you have out that other people have out there.
Well, you know, I'm always in the stores and seeing what's, you know, seeing what's in other stores, other designers. But I've done form and function, you know, like really, you know, predicate what's going on, you know, before the cut is made. So, you know, my bags, you know, I try to make sure there's size to it, which, you know, everybody has a tote bag, but I try to make sure if I do a bag, you know, you can access that, you know, the compartments on either side of the bag. You would notice that, you know, you see bags out there, like I said, tote bag, and you just, you know, just have one entry on the top. So my thing is always to make sure, you know, like you have your keys, your baby bottle, the essentials. The diaper, if I'm doing a you know, a tote bag. And so, you know, like, I always think, you know, like, you know, giving, you know, people the money's worth. You know, and that's how I work.
Functionality and design are consistent with anything that you design.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yes, it's essential.
Good.
It's essential.
Excellent.
Yes.
And what's your vision for yourself and for your company?
My vision is it's as large as Kimora Lee and P. Diddy, because actually, you know, P. Diddy is another designer who, you know, in the time I've been working, I sew everything that I create, actually. So, you know, a lot of designers, they don't do that. I definitely sit down, because I love to feel up the sewing machine, being behind it and creating. So everything that you see, I actually started it and sewed it. Yes.
So you're from A to Z, from concept to implementation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you like to have your hands involved in the production. Gotcha.
Yes, you know, yeah, because that way, you know, if I got to stitch a jacket, you know, I would usually stitch, you know, like say three lines, or there'll be three lines of thread, you know, and, you know, that's how I sew my clothes. And it's definitely tested. So, you know, I may look raggedy one day, you know, you see me in the street, but, you know, that item is in production, you know, as far as, you know, see how well it's going to last, you know, how strong the thread is. You know, a lot of times, you know, when you sew, you want to make sure you lock the ends, and that way, you know, your clothes don't break easy. Because, you know, I don't believe my clothes tearing up on me.
Okay. So the fact that you wear your own designs helps to reinforce the materials and how you're putting stuff together to make sure that it lasts.
Strength. Yes, yeah. The strength of it, the strength. Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great, man. I don't know that I can say that about a lot of designers out there.
Well, you know, I could tell you this, you know, most of them don't sew their clothes, you know, and you know, it's just a love that I have, because see, my teacher, you know, in Italy, he would tell you at like say 10 years old, you know, they start, you know, like, you know, apprenticeships early. So he may have like 6 years of like hand needle sewing. So, you know, when you get an Armani suit, you know it's really respected, because most of the time it's a handmade suit. This is coming out of Italy, you know. Some people still do it too, you know, not just Italians, but you know, good masters. There's a lot of good masters in this world, you know. Yeah. But Africa says, you know, like they start early with, you know, hand, you start by sewing by with the needle, and that's how you, you know, then you go to get, you know, you get a chance to get on the sewing machine. That's if you, you know, did a good job.
So really that's kind of like the old school design, clothing design industry is that you start off just doing the needle. Until
just
you
needle,
showed
yes.
some proficiency at it,
yes.
and then they would step you up to the machine,
to
so that
machine.
You could actually do, and then you have to prove yourself with that, and,
yes.
and go through the different rigors of understanding and learning all aspects of the industry.
Yes, even you know
and,
putting the button on, some
yeah,
of the button
that,
on. Yes,
and you've been able to do that. Through the learning and the apprenticeships with the Italian mentors that you had,
yes.
And masters that you worked around, so you're
yes.
able to get their knowledge.
I got their knowledge, yes.
Wow, that's
yes,
great.
And,
that's
and see, yes, and you know, there was a time, you know, he asked me, he was saying to me, you know, do you know what you have? You know, meaning, you know, the knowledge I just, you know, received from him. And,
well, we can't hear you.
Yes, he was saying to me, do you know what you have? The knowledge
we still can't hear you. We're you're it's fading.
Oh,
there you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, but he was saying to me, you know, as far as do you know what you have the knowledge? You know, as far as fashion, and then I would say yes, I do, because you know I see his wife's work, and his wife was like, you know, really professional. Make sure everything is done proper, and you know, but of course with style. But
yeah.
you know what it is that you know after getting knowledge from somebody like that and so far away, you know later on in life you want to pass it down, you know, because you know all, you know nobody should take you know knowledge you know with them, you know, as far as you know on the, let's just say on the last day, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I
right,
try to
right,
make
right.
sure that you know whoever want to learn, you know, they can get down with me, you know.
Okay.
Yes.
So you've become a teacher as well. You're willing
yes,
to share,
yes.
not like a lot of the industry folks who are kind of shutting folks out.
Yeah, because they shut me out when I was coming up.
Right.
Yes.
Now the fashion industry is a pretty vicious industry. You have to be careful because people are constantly copycatting you.
Isn't that?
So what
yes,
kinds of things do you have to do to ensure your design doesn't get mass-produced by somebody else before you launch it?
Well, you have to, when you copyright an item, a jacket or whatever, you can't really copyright it on an item because somebody can come along and change the pocket. They always can change something, you know, a pocket design. You know, the way the closure is made, and so you know you can do, you know, you can predict for so much, you know, yes, because if you look at it, you know, like.
So
you
know, the bottom line is really that you just got to keep creating.
You got to keep creating, you know exactly, you know what I mean? Because like I said before, slam pockets is what I like in my clothes, in my jeans. Because sitting on the buses in New York are just any bus, your regular vertical pockets and, you know, dress pants or just, you know, special dress pants, everything fall out your pocket. That has happened to me. So my main emphasis was when I started doing jeans is that I would slap my pockets. And that would assure me that nothing was falling out, you know. And also, too, it was a good look, you know.
Yes. I got you.
Yes.
Well, we've got a couple minutes left, but I wanted to, why don't you give people information on how they can get a hold of you? How can people contact you?
Yes, I can be contacted at 77. At this point in time, there's no website set up yet, but it's in the making. But 770 is a Georgia number, 770-993-8458, and you know that's access I have right now. So within a few. I would say months, you know, I'll have a website. You know, it's being worked on by my sister right now. So, and also, too, is that I'm trying to get a completion of bags, you know, that way I can really show not just one style in bags, but, you know, you have backpacks, tote bags, you have handbags, you have almost any shape bags, but they want, emphasis is you want to see, you want to see a design that's out there already. Everybody, everything will be different and original. So when that's done,
and,
I can,
and,
like,
and you're also available for custom-made things as well. Is that correct?
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, because
so if somebody wanted a jacket, a denim, or leather, you could probably design something for them.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yeah, that's not a problem because I work with other designers, you know, well, manufacturers, so who make the jackets in New York. So, I design a jacket and just send it to them, to the manufacturer, and it's a done deal.
Okay.
It's a done deal. Yes.
Excellent.
Any item.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, listen, this is Larry Hackett coming on the Wealth Club show. This is Glenn Greenwich, the host. And we've had some dynamite guests tonight. I mean, we had Vina St. Pard, Vina St. Pard from VSP Design Inc. on the first segment. She's an interior designer, and that was pretty special. And now we're wrapping up with Mr. Larry Hackett, and he specializes in denim and leather, jackets, pants, and bags.
And dresses, too. Skirts.
You do skirts as well? Okay.
Yes, I would do
this. So
I would clothe everybody. See,
okay.
I like to do the denim and the leather because everything is durable. Picture this, right? You know, denim is, at one point in history, the denim wasn't worn that much, but due to the durability of the fabric, and you know, it just became a main staple. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
the first thing that you know that's gonna last, and you know, and deal with the harsh reality of life. You know,
right.
Or the elements. So you know, I just concentrating on denim and leather. But eventually, you know, like I can do justice too. You know, it doesn't matter really. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It doesn't matter.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you're a multi-talented guy, and you're able to do things and make things for everybody. That's
yes,
great.
Indeed.
This is the internet.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Indeed. Yeah, shoes and sandals and eyeglasses. You know, that's down the road.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Well, listen, I'm glad that I had you on the show.
I thank you.
I appreciate the knowledge and training that you've gone through to get to this point, and and I assert that you're a master in your own rights. So,
that's one thing.
Whether you recognize that in yourself or not,
I assert that's
who you are, and who
you.
You're being, and
well,
more
you know,
importantly.
Yes, I thank you very much. But I'm not one to blow my own horn. Just that I can look at every other designer's. I can look at every other designer's work from Pete. Well, you know, I was gonna say Pete did it, but Calvin Klein, Donna Karen. I know the stores
mm-hmm.
in New York, and I know what's in it. So I'm always trying to make my stuff look better and more original. And that's what keeps me, you know, I would say an edge. Gives me an edge. Yes.
Absolutely,
yes.
And but that's also
yes.
the edge of a master.
Yeah. Okay. I thank
so
you.
So I
again.
Just so I just want you to be with that and to include that in who you are because I'm clear. I've seen some of your things. I have some of your things, and
thank
I know
you.
What you're capable of doing. And
thank you.
It you know, I truly when I walk with anything that you've designed for me, there's no one on the planet that has anything like it.
That's
so
exactly right.
I just want to give you some props and let you know that I appreciate who you are and also our friendship.
I thank you very much.
Rolled into all of that.
You. Yes, indeed.
You're
I thank you very
welcome,
much. And also, too, like I write poetry, so you'll find a lot of times on my T-shirts, you know, you'll find poems on it. And also I created graphics. So, you know, whenever I write poetry, there's always graphics with it. Yes.
Well, you know what? Maybe you can come back on one of our shows and actually share some of that, the work that you've done, the poetry. Maybe share a couple of poems with us or something, some of your literary greats. I can't even know how to say that, but anyway, yes.
that'll be a pleasure. That'll be a pleasure.
Okay, we'll do a show. We'll do a show and have you come back and actually just have you do some of your poetry.
I thank you very much. Yes.
Peace and blessings, my brother.
Listen to you and the whole organization. Y'all doing a good thing. Y'all helping people, and God is blessing you, and God's gonna always bless you because you're doing a marvelous thing.
Thank you, my brother. Continue
success to the, to reaching out.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes.
This is the International Black Summit. This is the Wealth Club. The Wealth Club is featured on the second and the fourth Tuesday of the month. The show goes from 6:30 to 8 p.m., 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard to 8 p.m. We're about to start our third and last segment. The first two segments are usually either educational or a business opportunity. And tonight we had two great entrepreneurs that shared with us their passion, shared with us what they're up to in the world, and how they're keeping their products and services relevant in this environment to compete with what's out there. We're going to start the open segment, and I see a hand up, and let's see who this is. 718-949, go ahead. You're on the air live.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Good, thank you. And who is this?
This is Carol McPherson.
Carol McPherson, how are you, my dear?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
Pretty good, thanks. I am good. I've been a little under the weather, but I'm feeling much better these days, and feeling kind of funky.
That's good to know.
So this is part of the open segment. Do you have a product or service that you'd like to let us know about? Or do you have any comments about the previous guest?
I have a product that I would like to talk about, and I have a comment about your first guest.
Okay.
I've been listening to the program from the start, and I've noticed that your first guest is an interior design person.
Yes.
Just like myself.
Okay.
And I guess maybe further down the line, I've taken her email. I'm going to send her an email and see if we can make some contacts.
Well, absolutely. That's what this show is all about. This show is about connecting people. She talked a little bit about business partners. And one of the things that I've noticed in my networking is that sometimes you have people in the same industry that you partner up with because maybe they're doing different kinds of work so that there's no conflict, so that we can, so I can throw you something because that's your specialty, and then if you see got something that's my specialty, you will throw it to me because we're working together rather than working separately. So it's all about the possibility of working together and growing as a community. Because one of the things that we talk about in the International Black Summit is about funding our community, and we're about working together. So, that's what this show is all about. So absolutely, I encourage, I applaud, I would love for you to talk with her and hook up and, see maybe you guys can do something together, work on a project together, or who knows what.
That's very good. But here tonight, I'm here to share the wealth, as your program says.
Okay.
I have an opportunity with a product called Mitogenic. And the
Mitogenic,
Yes, it's spelled Mitogenx.
And what does it do?
And this product is something that takes a toxin out of your body. It says
well, we've got lots of toxins
body.
In our bodies in this environment,
yes.
So I tell you.
It says here the toxin in our body is built up over a period of time, and it's called toxic overburden, overload.
Yes.
And suddenly
yes.
we have to feed it with things that would take it out of our body. And the product that I'm into is called Mitogenics, and it has several stages. It has the liquid life, the
okay.
ammonium IG, the
okay.
clear and restore,
okay.
freedom formula,
okay.
primary toxin shield, and redefense.
Okay, so tell me, can you like take a couple minutes and tell me about each one of those and what it does individually, and then what does it do collectively, as a system?
Well, the liquid life helps to clear everything out from your body, and
okay.
the liquid life is used compounded with the ammonium IG, which does a quick amount of detox, as we should say.
Okay.
And the
now
clear and
Now, this liquid life, does that have, like, antioxidants and stuff to get rid of the free radicals and stuff?
Yes, it sure does. It sure does.
Oh, good. Okay,
and,
okay. So it's giving you, so it's providing you energy as well as taking out all of the toxics.
Yes, as it takes out the toxic, it provides the energy to restore it back into your body.
Okay, okay. And then the next product, what was that?
This is Ammonium IG.
Yes. Yeah, so what does that do?
And this works along with the liquid life.
Okay. So
and
that kind of accelerates it,
yes.
and gets even more stuff out of your
back,
body.
Yes, it helps you to get strong as you restore the toxins get out.
Okay. So like a rebuild,
apart,
it helps to rebuild.
Apart from this. Mitogenics. It's an organization that can build wealth for you, too.
Okay.
It,
so in addition
it has,
to these
it
great
is a
products.
Financial opportunity. Yes, it's a financial opportunity.
Okay.
You can work
okay.
it part-time or full-time.
Okay.
And it's an opportunity that has longevity. It can be passed down from generation to generation.
Okay. Okay.
And
I'm guessing that this is like a multi-level marketing type company?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
A
so it provides you So it provides you residual income and such. So tell us a little bit about just an overview of you know maybe how that works, the different levels or whatever.
Yes, it has different levels. You can come in as a preferred customer where
okay.
you would be able to have the product like every month if you so want to. Then it's as an associate or a director. And all
okay.
of these products, all of these coming in at each level, you are able to receive residual income from each level.
Okay, okay.
And, you know, should anyone want to go deeper and go into the website. They can go into the website to get a clear picture of everything that it does.
Well, give us the website so that we know about it.
The website is www.mitogenics.
You might have to spell that. Spell that for us.
MITOGENX.com, and it's /Peggy1.
/Peggy1. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And so if they were to go to that website, they would get the information on the product as well as the financial opportunities?
Yeah, oh, most definitely, yes. And
okay.
also I can give you a phone number where you can call, where they can call one of my associates, and she'll
okay.
be able to explain in depth for them.
Okay. Okay.
The phone number is the name of the associate is Carol Ross.
Okay. So there's
and
okay. So it's Carol McPherson, and then there's Carol Ross.
Yes.
And you're both working together.
Yes, we're both working together.
Okay, okay.
And her number
What's the number?
It's 313.
313.
414-3433.
Mm-hmm. 3433. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. And so she or you can explain the products and get some more detail on what's available.
What's available,
through this opportunity as well as through the products. Now, you mentioned a couple of products, but you only went into detail about the first two. Did you want to say anything more? We've got a couple of minutes. Did you want to say anything more about the other products so people have a sense of?
The other, there's only one I can, time has prevailed me to go into right now. It's a Clear and Restore.
Okay. Clear and Restore. Okay,
yes,
that sounds pretty good.
That's the product. After using the Liquid Life and the Ammonium IG, this one helps you to restore everything back into your body. It's like a rinsing cycle, like when you rinse your clothes and you get everything back, you try to put in whatever is taken out. And
so this is
like
putting the softener back
clean
in your clothes so that your clothes are nice and fresh.
It can be very fresh and clean, yes.
Okay, okay, okay. And that's Clear and Restore, you said?
Yes, Clear and Restore.
Clear and Restore, okay. And so the whole cycle of these products, the intention of the products is to really promote well-being and balance and eliminate the toxins out of your body.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, very, very good. Excellent. Excellent.
And I think for different people it does different things because their testimonies, I know with people it helped to clear their skin from different diseases or what have you.
Okay,
and,
okay.
It helps diabetic patients. And it does a lot of things for different people.
Now, let me ask you this, because a friend of a friend's mother is just going through chemotherapy. Is this something that would help to promote and to restore some of the needed nutrients that the body would need to rebound from chemotherapy and cancer and all that good stuff?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I know you can't say that this is that it helps cancer per se, but it can promote the healing of the body.
Right, the healing of the body, yes. I know it has done so for a personal contact of mine.
Oh, okay.
So
that has gone through cancer and chemo and such?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
It has. Yes.
Well, what I'll do is I'll offline get their information and forward it to you, and you can have a conversation with them about that.
Okay.
Because this product sounds like it's pretty exciting. And now, how long has this been on the market?
Well, it has been on the market for quite some time. It is now being generated around the area. It is about 3 to 4 years now.
Okay. 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 Very good. Very good.
Now starting to generate around it. It's a worldwide opportunity. It's in Australia. It's in the Ivory Coast. It's in London. It's in Japan.
So it's now just getting to some of the other countries.
Yes, it's now getting to some of the other countries.
So again, this would be a ground floor opportunity for people who had relatives, friends overseas that could really catapult their business and really take advantage of it.
Yes, most definitely. Yes, most definitely it is. It is a ground floor opportunity. It's a very lucrative business. And I think I can welcome anyone who wants to join.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, thank you for coming on the show and giving us some opportunity to help support our well-being. You know, one of the other things that the Declaration of the International Black Summit talks about is taking care, nurturing ourselves, nurturing relationships, nurturing our bodies, nurturing our mind. So there's some specific things that we as people have to be conscious of and bringing that consciousness forward to doing some things that are consistent with that kind of consciousness. So I'm glad that you came on the show to let us know about that. Hold on, and we may have some more time a little later on. I'm expecting another guest to come on. If not, then we may go back to some of our listeners. I'm going to put you on mute, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Welcome. You're very welcome. We've got Henrietta Byrd out of Chicago. Henrietta?
Yes. How are you going in?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Henrietta is one of our other hosts I talked about on track. Henrietta, would you give us a little promo about your show and what it entails and who's on it?
Well, we at the first Sunday in every month, we just kind of give a check ourselves to see if we're still focused on our New Year's resolutions, on our goals and our dreams and our aspirations and our intentions, to see if we kind of thrown them in the corner or if we're still really focused on them. And if we're not focused on them, we work it through, you know, and we kind of get back on track. And we have a lot of fun and talk to some wonderful people who are doing some great things. And, you know, it's really about us and our keeping our focus, you know.
Very, very good. Very good. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and this is the Wealth Club. And we've got that we just heard from Henrietta Byrd. As she said, this is On Track is her show, and she brings she keeps us focused on what we said that we were going to do and what we're up to. And Henrietta, tell us a little bit about yourself, so people know, you know, what you're up to in life. You know, what do you do?
Well, I'm in Chicago. You know, I live in Chicago, Illinois, and I am a minister here at Christ Universal Temple. One of the largest New Thought churches, which means you know we teach metaphysics, and so that's one of the things that I love to do. I like to describe it as a metaphysical approach to Christianity. And so we're Bible-based, but we look at the Bible allegorically. And so what I do, workshops on transformation, forgiveness, or transformation through forgiveness, and, just all kinds of different workshops. I have a radio program that comes on every Sunday morning called Transformative Talk. It's also on the blog talk station. But if you search Transformative Talk at 7 a.m., it comes on every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. And I'm excited that, you know. I wanted to talk to the guest you had earlier, Glenn, because he sounded so, you know, so interesting, especially for my daughter. I have a daughter who's a makeup artist, and she's, you know, kind of in the, she's really into the in Chicago, but would like to expand to some other areas. And so he was really interested, and I was trying to send her a message to call in and listen to, you know, as well. But I'm a mother, you know, I'm a parent, and I love working with the International Black Summit Talk Radio programs. That's just the love of mine in this moment. So that's kind of what I'm up to.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I can forward you Larry's information, and you certainly can contact him. He is he's a very exciting brother. We've known each other for 40-some years now, and we pretty much grew up together. So he is a pretty dynamic, and you heard his story. He taught himself the sewing industry, the sewing end of clothing design.
Right.
After leaving transit. So his first trade was actually mechanics. So it really speaks to the possibility of who we are and what our gifts are, and that the layoff, or actually get injured at transit, but he was willing to pick up and stay on track. Stay on track, just like your show, right? Stay on track with what he was up to and what he was here to fulfill on, and he's been able to deliver fashion. So that's the thing that was very present for me in his conversation, and certainly in yours and your daughter as well.
That was really interesting, you know, combining the sewing machines and, you know.
Well, he's really worked himself up through the, as they say, pull him up from the bootstraps. So he's
right.
come through the whole unglamorous part of it, but sounds like that's how the masters got trained back in Italy, you know,
right.
In Spain, where the two people that he got trained from. So that was that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
We also have someone, looks like Clara's on the line. Clara, go ahead. Your mic is live. You're live on the air. This is the Wealth Club.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Glenn. I so appreciate it. Actually, there are two of us, myself and Miss Shakesha Showers, are here listening in at the moment. And,
okay. Great.
Yeah.
let's. We've got a couple of minutes, so let's tell us a little bit about your shows. Both of Shakesha and Clara have our host, part of the talk show team. So Clara, go first, since she's our fearless leader and the governor.
Oh wow. Lost Shakesha.
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. I just want to say a shout out to all of our listeners. You know, welcome for calling the International Black Talk Show Network. And as Glenn stated, I have a show called Vision Works. It sounded really interesting about the previous caller who was, you know, fulfilling on his vision, you know, to do, what he's got going on in the world. That's pretty powerful. I appreciate that. And Vision Works, the show, is about people sharing, you know, what they're doing, how their vision is being fulfilled in their community and throughout the globe. And that show airs every third Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I invite everyone to listen in.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Shakesha?
Yes, this is Shakesha, and every second Sunday I bring you Let's Celebrate. And we're definitely all about celebrating your life, celebrating people in your life, acknowledging people, and just having a big party in life. And we ask you to join me and to bring all your celebration with you, because it's a party the second Sunday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, it is.
Excellent. And we've got Ms. Kel McPherson, who's still on the line and who just gave us a great product around detoxing. Kel, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us?
No, at this point in time, I'm just going to say if anyone is interested, they can visit the website and my
give us that information
number.
Again, please.
It's Mitogenics, www.mitogenics.com.
Please spell that for us. Some of us can't spell that, girl.
Okay. Mitogenics.
Okay. .com.
Yes, .com.
Okay.
And
then isn't there something else you said? Isn't it Peggy One something?
Yes. / Peggy One.
/ or forward slash?
Forward / Peggy One.
Okay, that's what I thought you said the last time. Okay.
If anyone is so interested, we usually have a conference call on Thursday evening, which is open for guests. And if anyone is so interested, you can call
me. And what time and what's the number?
It's 8:30
p.m.
8:30 p.m. and the number for that call is 218-486-1400. And the number you have to conference into is 65051#.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing that great product with us. It sounds like it's going to be something to really help promote well-being and promote the detoxification of our bodies, given all the things that we're up to. We have one other caller on the line that's been listening. Caller from looks like an unregistered number. Go ahead. If you'd like to say something, now's the time. We've got 2 minutes left. Speak or forever hold your peace. Well, I think they're holding their peace. So this is the Wealth Club. We come to you live on the second and the fourth Tuesday of each and every month from 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8 p.m. We look to promote financial intelligence. We're interested in having business opportunities, businesses, and investments, and learn about financial intelligence and growing your business. So that's what we're up to. We're part of the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are going to London, England this year. Starting July 30th, 31st, 1st, and the 2nd of August. It's a four-day event. We also have community events, so that if you know a community that's looking to empower themselves and to work on economic development, we've got some programs specifically for that. We also have a one-day program called The Prerequisite. It's a standalone course. It's a prerequisite for the annual event, but it's also an event that is very useful as a one-day training event to introduce the what we call distinctions and the technology of the International Black Summit. And we also have a youth component as well. So we've got lots and lots of interesting work that we can do. Our commitment is to impact the community of black African descent, and by doing so, empower the world. And we do that by training ourselves to be more productive, more enlightened, and more educated in what it takes for us to be productive in our lives. Because if we're productive in our lives, the people around us are more productive, and the people around them are more productive, and it's like a circle. And it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's what we're about. This is the International Black Summit Wealth Club. Thank you for our guest tonight. We had VSP Design. We had Larry Hackett, LH Design. We had Vina St. Part, and we had Ms. Carol McPherson. Thank you so much for being part of the show. We welcome you to all the other shows that we have available and certainly back to Wealth Club. Love you. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, sir.
Good night.